Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Well, you know, there is something that is spiritual about music, not just the hymns and the Christian songs, but there is something about music when an artist writes a song, performs a song, records it, then that song is with us even after they pass away. And because I'm at the age I am, most of the artists that I really loved growing up listening to, so many of them are passing away, but I still can listen to their music. And so a part of them stays with me. So that's my commentary about music. And I'm talking about pop music, not just the spiritual Christian songs. I listen to a lot of types of music.
Well, and also they call music the universal language. It is interesting when you try to analyze music. If I hear, and let's just say it's all instrumental, no lyrics. If I hear Irish music, I know it's Irish. And yet if I sit there and I think, okay, what's making it Irish? Well, we can talk about certain kinds of beats and certain kinds of instruments. But when you hear a Western music for a Western, even if it's a movie or TV show you've never seen before, you know it's for a Western. Yeah. When you hear something melancholy, it puts you in a melancholy mood. It's really, and I, so you can see whatever language we're speaking, that's why getting back again to the science fiction in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, I thought it was interesting that when the aliens came to our planet, they communicated through music.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it would be very, very hard to find a people group or a tribe or any isolated situation where there wasn't some form of music. Now, it might not sound like the music that we listen to. I have a missionary friend. It's a guy I've been friends with for over 40 years, Ron Kruger, and he and his wife have been missionaries now for a long, long time. And one of the cool things they do, they go into these remote areas and they get to know the people. And it's similar to the Wycliffe Bible translators, where they learn the language and stuff, but they have taken it up a notch. They learn the music of that culture, and they learn the scales, which are very, very different from our Western scales often. And the instruments that they play are very strange sounding, and maybe the tonal incantations that they use when they sing. And they, when they have converts that come to know Jesus, they teach them how to write worship music and hymns in their own language and their own culture with their own instruments and their own style. And it's one of the coolest things that I've ever seen a missionary do. And
I'm glad they do that instead of playing them a Bob Dylan song on the CD, because they could start a war with those people.
Or giving them the little hymnals of praise and saying, okay, now sing Amazing Grace.
Actually, Amazing Grace is one of the hymns that I actually do like, but I have to say I don't have a lot of use for most of them. Although a lot of them are very well done in the lyrics, but some of them sound like they come out of a roller rink in the 1800s, and I am glad that the church
were written hundreds of years ago.
These days, now that the baby boomers are the old fogies, where most contemporary churches have rock bands or the guitar or something. But I remember in the '70s, half the churches you went to, they're still playing the organ and singing the old hymns.
Yeah, not anymore. But now you got to have drums and lights and smoke or fog.
Yeah, and I'm not of the opinion that we always have to be really flashy either. But I do believe we should be seeker-friendly, not to the point where we're compromising the message, which some churches are doing, but seeker-friendly enough so that people could come in and it's a style of music they relate to. Because, again, you get back to this idea of, are Christians these people that have to be on this higher plane and we can't relate to them? If they can relate to the music, even the style of the music, if they don't get the Christian lyrics, it's a starting point. It's commonality.
When I first became a Christian, it was at Skyline Church, and we had a band, and they played electric guitars and had drums, and it freaked the old people out, because we were taking the style of music that teenagers of that day listened to and liked, but it was a tool. And then, of course, I mentioned Larry Norman earlier, and there was and then Chuck Smith and the movement up in Orange County with Maranatha music and everything, and they started playing what they called contemporary Christian music. It was just Christian rock and roll, but they were taking the style of the day and putting Christian lyrics to it. And that was great. And they're still doing that today. The problem is I don't care too much for the style of the music today. So I'm lost again. Now,
well, yeah, when rock first came out, a lot of Christians were calling it the devil's music. Or,
the first time,
or the ear of the beholder,
first time an organ, the first time an organ was used in a church service, the people said it was the devil's box. They called the organ the devil's box.
Yeah.
So...
No, I don't care for organ music. I'm of the generation that didn't grow up on it, but heard it in a lot of churches when I got saved in the 70s. But I'm not going to call it the devil's music just because I don't care for it.
But that's typically what people do. If it's something you don't like, then
it's... Yeah, if they don't like it, it comes from the Spirit of God, because obviously the way they feel and the way God feel must be the same way.
Yeah, I try to be a little more open-minded than that.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.